This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hi.
Now, I was in the week. Mm-hmm. You went away, didn't you?
Yeah.
The weekend.
To the weekend down to Phillip Island.
Yes. Now, you didn't go just to have a relaxing vacation.
Didn't
did
go
you?
To see the penguins, no.
No. Have you been there, though?
Yeah.
Well, it's nice.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It is nice.
You
know?
But
yeah.
You didn't do that.
No, it's a long drive.
Yes, it is a long drive, yes. But what did you do?
Well, I went and did Tough Mudder.
Yeah, now, on our Facebook wall, we'd written which one of us did it. And I don't think people knew.
No.
Because we're both very into our fitness.
Yes, you and know, I didn't...
Me watching
We didn't. Yeah, I didn't talk about it last week. I talked about going skiing and not being able to maintain balance.
You're like Action Man.
I'm pretty much the commando, aren't I?
Isn't it?
It is ridiculous.
I wouldn't do the commando, but the Action Man,
yeah.
I mean, now, how was it?
Now, in case people don't know what Tough Mudder is, it's basically a 20-kilometre obstacle course.
Evil.
And so you run a kilometre and then you do a little obstacle. Not little, often. So it might be climbing over a 3-metre wall or climbing through a tunnel full of mud.
Is it like the army ones? Like
yeah, I guess
Private
so.
Private Benjamin.
Yes, you know? I guess so.
Yeah.
And so I had signed up for this a few months ago. And you might remember that we were trying to find a name for our team.
Yes.
And we did a little thing on here and someone suggested Tough Fudge.
Yes.
So me and four of my friends, we went down there with white singlets with pink writing that said Tough Fudge on
them. Well, you did look adorable.
I thought they looked
you
great.
You did. I mean, you really did. Yes.
They were fantastic.
Yep.
And Tough Fudge ventured off on this little journey.
Now, before you get going, were you... I mean, let's be honest. All right, it's just, you know, us and our listeners.
Yeah.
Were you the most attractive group? I mean, because you looked adorable.
Yeah. I don't...
Let's
all shapes and sizes do Tough Mudder.
Yes.
And I would say that, well, I don't want to be, you know, bragging.
Come on.
But, yeah,
look
probably.
Yes.
Probably.
No. I mean, as a group, you know, adorable with the branding there.
Yeah.
Tough Fudge. I mean, not everybody would have done that.
No, no.
You know, you're some ragbag group of people.
I mean, there were some people with like little T-shirts that said Team Awesome.
Right.
Or Team Krause.
Did anybody laugh at your name?
Yes.
Yeah.
There was one point where we were running and there was a woman and she was clearly struggling and her friends were trying to help her along. And she said, oh, look. Her friend said, oh, look, there's five boys that are coming up after you. All your Christmases are coming at once. I said, I think you might be barking up the wrong tree.
You couldn't be safer.
Which she loved,
yes,
of course.
And it got her over. Yeah, and you know when you're going up like the wall one, do you have rope or do you have to just get up on your own?
So what it is, it's a 3-metre wall and you have to like climb. There's like little ledges.
Oh, right.
But basically the thing about Tough Mudder is not about winning. It's not a race. It's about just finishing. And so you kind of make this pledge at the beginning that you will help each other out. That it's not.
You
it's about
mean
teamwork.
It. Sex. No.
No, okay, that came much after.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about teamwork. So, like, you would do whatever you have to do to get over the wall. And so if you have to climb on someone's shoulders, if someone's pushing you up, that kind of thing.
Is there a way of running around it if need be?
So there
I mean, you would never want to do that.
There are some obstacles that have a bypass lane, but not all of them. Because there was one, so the ones that have a bypass lane are the ones where there is a bigger chance of injury.
Really?
So there was one where you had to, like, crawl through these dangling electric currents, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you imagine, you know, like, fairy lights?
Yeah.
Well...
Evil fairy lights.
Yes. And that they had, like, an electric shock. Now, I thought it was just going to be, like, a little kind of bit of a buzz. But no, it actually was like really...
like a taser.
I guess so, yes. Like it like literally, like I threw me back when I hit like one of them. And they were all different kind of volts.
Sign
of
me up. When do we leave? Oh, this sounds like something really great.
Yeah, there were other ones where you sort of had to like get on your back and crawl under this in water under this wire, and the water sort of came like kind of right up to your chin, and so you could just kind of breathe.
Wow.
And you had to sort of pull yourself along really quickly.
You would have, did you get it up your nose or in your mouth?
Yep. There are other ones where you just had to like crawl through this dark thing. It's just full of mud.
I've done that.
Yes.
That's a Saturday night.
Yeah, other ones where there was this, like this great big thing and you sort of climbed right to the top of it, right? Oh. And then you got right up to this kind of big ledge. And basically, and so there was lots of people doing it, and they just, you line up and they just go 3, 2, 1, and the whole line jumps off. And then the next one steps up, 3, 2, 1, jump. And so you don't actually have any time to sort of think about, okay, how high is this or anything. Mm. And so you literally just get up to the front and they go 3, 2, 1, and you're like, oh my God, you're just jumping down there.
Well, good on you.
Yeah.
It's not you did it. You did it as a team.
It was good.
And, yeah. Well, we need to upload those pics.
All right. I'm going to put the photos up on our Facebook page now.
All look gorgeous in your white vest.
Yes.
And then at the end of it, well, yeah, you have to see what they look like.
Well, it was muddy.
Wow. I do think we should jump out of a plane.
Yeah, I've done
Would
that.
Would you want to?
Have I've
you?
Done that, oh. Yeah. But I'd do it again.
Do you want to?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should get sponsorship.
If anyone has a plane and a parachute.
Well, one out of two would be good. But no, we should do that.
Good fun.
Why don't we ask our listeners, do they want the Royal Daltons to jump out of a plane
All right.
for charity?
All right, brilliant.
But we will have to wear a parachute.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
I mean, how bold is that, getting your boobs out at that age?
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
Wow. I want to go and see it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You've always been a breast man.
Indeed. Which is why I went and saw The Bodyguard.
Yes.
In London.
We both did, didn't we?
Well, yes, separately.
Separately, yes.
It's, of course, playing on the West End.
Yeah, and it's about, obviously, the movie. It's about not about Whitney.
No, it's a musical based on the movie.
Yes.
And I thought fantastic because I love that movie.
I love The Bodyguard. I love Kevin Costner in it. And I loved Whitney in it.
I love the music. I mean, mm-hmm. that song is absolutely iconic.
Mm-hmm.
I was so, so, so excited for it.
Mm. And did you love it?
I did not love it at all. Did you?
I did not love it.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't great. I mean, it was a little bit like, okay, Whitney has passed away.
Yes.
Let's get a musical on and throw in as many Whitney numbers as we possibly can.
Which I'm all right with, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm okay with
in
Whitney.
In principle.
Yes. But if you surround that with the most wooden acting I've ever seen in my life.
It was really bad.
We thought at some point that they'd forgotten their lines.
Right.
Robert said it's felt like he was watching a bad porno with a bigger musical numbers on it.
Well, he would have a lot to compare that
exactly
to.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Because they could not act for quids.
No.
Oh, my God. It was so, so, so
it wasn't
bad.
It wasn't very good, was it? But
no.
The woman that we went and I didn't like the guy at all.
No.
He was terrible. But the woman.
Was
she had a really
bad.
Good voice.
Well, the girl that. So they actually have two Whitneys, so I don't know whether we saw the same one.
Was she good?
She was great.
Yes.
Her singing was fantastic. Her acting was terrible.
Yeah, well, they've got a new one in now.
Oh, really?
And who's a very well known pop star.
Yes.
Well, a soul singer, really. Beverly Knight.
Oh,
Now
went to school with the Beverly Knight. I don't think it's the same one, but I did.
Was she a black woman?
No.
Okay, probably not the same.
Good, okay.
Beverly Knight's voice is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, just out of this world. I don't know what her acting is like.
No.
Now, I think really if you're going to do a musical which requires you to sing and act, wouldn't it be lovely if you could do both?
Well, that's the old adage, isn't it? Do you get an actor who can sing or a singer who can act?
Yeah, or if you're on Broadway, generally you can do everything.
Well, I think exactly right.
This was the West End.
This was like watching a bad high school production.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Awful.
Absolutely awful.
Well, if you want to go and see The Bodyguard, that is completely up to you. I also went to see Cabaret with Will Young as the MC.
Well, I love myself a bit of Cabaret.
Yeah, and Will Young I'm a big fan of.
Huge fan.
Yeah, well, he was very good. Very good singing.
Yes.
And it was a good musical as well.
Well, I did go and see Charlie and the Chocolate Factory on the West End.
Oh, I love that.
And I'll have to tell you a little bit later about seeing Annie.
Oh,
on Broadway.
Oh, my God.
A little bit of a story that goes along with that.
Okay. Now, you're sure you're not Mincy, because you have gone to see a lot of musicals.
I'll tell you all about it.
All right, Mincy.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
You know on Facebook that you don't know all of your mates. I mean, some of them, I've got to be honest, some of them I don't know. And Rose Garden, my friend in London, who will be over in February, lock up everything. You know, on does this thing where it fits somebody's birthday and their name comes up and Rose doesn't know who they are, will write happy birthday and then delete them.
Perfect.
Which I think, well, I mean, whatever. If you don't really know them, they're not going to know either.
No, exactly.
It's a little bitter and I like that.
Well, that's what we like about Rose.
Exactly. Mm. Well, I got a message and I'm not naming names.
No.
But, you know, sometimes when people just write, hi, I think, well, yes, all right, hi. And then it's going to be, how are you?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just...
Can't be bothered with conversation sometimes.
Well, could you not make a little bit, hi, how are you? Thought I'd get in contact and see what you're up to and if you're busy and are you well. That would be nice, all in one. I got this, hi. So I wrote back, hi there. Then I got, sup.
Sup.
As in, what's up? I mean, you know, you're not Joey from Friends.
No.
And this isn't 1994.
Don't think you want to be.
So I wrote, are you for real? And then I wrote, hi and sup, question mark. And I got back this. No, I am not. I am a wanker. I guess I must be the biggest loser in the world. And then I started to get a bit worried, thinking, you know, oh dear, something's gone.
What's going on here?
I wrote, I wouldn't say that, you know, because generally I'm nice until pushed. Then I got back, that's what you insinuated. And I guess I am the biggest loser in the world. I already pretty much hate gay men already. And thanks for making me hate them even more. Have a nice life.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Luke Gallagher.
Yes.
Yeah. I couldn't believe
it.
So then I sort of immediately went to the unfriend button.
Right.
I think you have to.
Yes, I wondered why you deleted
me. Do you know there's in America, Jimmy Kimmel, who has his own chat show.
Right.
Very funny. Has a National Unfriend Day.
Oh,
which
wouldn't
I that
be think
fun? Is good. I think it's in November. We should do that.
Definitely. So, quite often some people will like say, oh, yes, it's time to cull. If you've read this,
I know.
You've made the cut.
But there again, Rose just writes, I'll save you the bother and unfriends them. I just think, you know, it is Facebook and I get that. That was on that messenger thing. And I mean, you know, just
sup.
Hi.
Sup.
Sup.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he hates gay men and you've given him more reason.
He's a gay man himself.
Well, he hates himself.
I mean, I'm assuming, judging by the photos of
him. Right. Well.
But, I mean, this is just ridiculous, you know?
Well,
you've made me hate gay... You were the one that wrote hi and sup.
I'm not surprised people don't like you.
No, I'm
go around
friendly.
Saying sup.
Yeah, sup.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.